Welcome to Inner Circle, the premier softball podcast. Here are your hosts, Eric Lopez and Victor Anderson.
And welcome to another edition of In the Circle. Eric Lopez here alongside Victor Anderson.
Wait, time out. We got a guest coming on today, and you're calling from an undisclosed location. What's that about?
Well, you know, you're not the only one getting ready for a season, my friend.
Yeah, I mean, but still, at least I make time to try and come in the studio, or if I can, I let you know in advance, but you're some anyway, we got another guest coming on the show today, and I know you were telling me about this interview, and you were very excited about it. Go ahead and share who we have on the show today, sir.
Head coach of Marshall, Sean Bastaden, joining us here, talk about the Herd season in 2017. Very intriguing storylines with some impact players, including a player that's on right now would be on the Team USA national team, potentially. So that's going to be fun. We're going to talk about that. But first, Vic, tell the audience where they can find us.
While Eric hurries up and makes his way to the studio for the interview, I will let everyone know you can follow us on iTunes, follow us on Twitter at Inner Circle SB. Subscribe and follow our podcast on Podomatic and iTunes. The support has been tremendous. We certainly thank you for that. We want to keep that momentum going. Subscribe and follow our podcast, Podomatic, iTunes. Follow our blog, InnerCircleBlog.wordpress.com. Follow us on Facebook, Inner Circle SB. And, of course, you can always send us an email, InnerCircleSB@gmail.com.
All right, let's not waste any more time. Let's get to the interview with Marshall head coach Sean Bastaden.
Joining us now is the head coach of the Marshall Thundering Herd, and Sean Bastaden joining us. And, Coach, the season's just here again. Does it seem like the offseason just blows by here, and now here we go, another year?
I tell you, this has been the quickest it has ever gone, and it's always such an exciting time. That, you know, it feels like the night before Christmas or the night before a big birthday party or, you know, a wedding celebration where you're just so excited and you can't wait to get out there and see what you get to unwrap. And I've been really pleased with our team's training. We're ready, and gosh, we get to open up at Florida State, you know, top five team in the country who they're pretty stacked with everybody they have returning. And I'm just excited about our ball club and get ready to play.
Yeah, you mentioned, of course, this season. Of course, you've made headlines. You're one of your star players, Morgan Zirkle, making the U.S. women's national team. Let's just start with that. Tell me about the day you found out about it and your reaction, and what talk about Morgan and what she brings.
Well, it's just an exciting opportunity for her, and how cool is that? You know, a young woman from right here, about 20 minutes up the road from our university, and just a small town kid, and but man, puts up big results. And you know, we had gone down to USF a few years ago to play in a tournament, and you know, I think Kenny saw something special in her, and she got an invite to the tryout. And you know what? It's all about at that event, just making it happen and seeing results. And she couldn't have had a better week of training. And that's a student athlete that understands taking massive action to get the result that you want. And it really comes down to understanding your purpose and your why and what you want to go after. And she's dreamed big, and she's worked hard in the area of massive action. And what's been fun to watch is her development and her growth. You know, a lot of people know her as a speed athlete, and now she's dropping bombs. You know, she goes to the tryout and hits three home runs off of three different pitchers. She hits a triple there, a double, gets thrown out trying to extend the triple, hits a single, steals a base, hit two balls to the warning track. So I'm excited because now her power numbers are going to be up this year. And I know that's the number everybody looks at when you're looking at All-Americans and, you know, the power numbers. And so I'm excited to see her increase those for us this year in her RBI production.
And I would have to imagine when you're trying out, you're going up against some of the best players in the country. That's got to make her as better than ever and give her a lot of confidence going into the season.
Oh, well, that's the thing. You know, it's one thing to really believe in yourself, but then when you actually get named to the team, and you're talking, she's one of nine current collegiate student athletes that are on that roster. You know, that's impressive. To sit there and say, you know what, I'm one of the best nine players in the country to be named to that field, and you know, to wear USA across your chest. And if that doesn't give you confidence when you put that green and white uniform on, you know, I don't know what would give you confidence. And so we're excited about her, and she just elevates the level of play for her teammates. And then now, you know, we have other small ball kids that have come to our program, and now they see the importance of working on their craft, you know, not only their soft slap, power slap, but actually swinging. And, you know, Zirkle's definitely a complete five-tool player in the complete package.
And people that maybe don't follow the game closely may not be aware, but your program, you produce a lot of players that go beyond college to play softball. Some play internationally. A lot of them have played professionally. Rachel Folden comes to mind, one of the great hitters in Marshall softball history, if not the best, played for the Bandits years ago. Amanda Williams pitching. Andy Williamson has pitched in the pros, on and on. And that's the thing. Now you've got Zirkle, who could probably definitely play in the NPF if she chooses to, or be part of the Team USA. But what does it speak? How do you do it? What's the key there with your program, producing these players that can play at the highest level?
Well, we've always had a pretty solid foundation. And I think when you talk about Rachel Folden, she was a four-time All-American. And, you know, I don't care what university you're at, it's tough to be a four-time All-American. And she's that one athlete. When I'm out on the recruiting trail, I'll still get questions. Hey, were you there when Rachel Folden played? You know, and then she goes into the pro league, and you know, she was an offensive player of the year, and you know, just put up big numbers. You know, we had somebody like Rebecca Gamby that was the first to make the USA Elite team, so she kind of paved the way there for Zirkle to get that invite. You know, and now you know Zirkle goes on and makes the USA team. We've had seven play in the pro league, and you know, you mentioned Amanda and her twin sister Jessica as well. You know, Andy Williamson, you know, was Rookie of the Year in the pro league and pitched us to regionals and our first team win in the NCAAs at Marshall University. And you know, we talk all the time, and individual players win games and teams win championships. And so for us, we've had incredible student-athletes come through the program. It's about building that more well-rounded, consistent team that can compete at the next level consistently. But I'm proud of all of our members that have won the green and white, and it's exciting, you know, that they can come to Marshall. They can be player of the year. They can make the USA team. They can play in the pro league. We've had kids go play overseas. There's just so many opportunities. If you continue to work hard and work on your craft and get better at your game, you can go after what you want in life.
And by the way, I'm not going to sell you short. You coached in the NPF, too, for the Akron Racers as well. And I say that because I know a lot of college coaches have coached in the NPF, said they learned a lot from coaching in the NPF and some of the top players in the world and taking that moving forward to their college careers. What do you remember from that experience and what you take with it to your coaching in the present?
You know, I just love to compete. And when you have the opportunity to coach in the NPF, and I'm very appreciative to Joey Arrieta and that opportunity, the two summers that I had with the Akron Racers, you get to come in contact with some of the best athletes around and the high, you know, people that are playing at the highest level. And that's what I remember is just the great moments and just how fun the game is. And when you get to see it played at the highest level and that competitive excellence, you know, coaching in the pro league is all just about managing and just, you know, helping motivate them, you know, because they're self-motivated. So it's not necessarily motivating them to perform, but just reminding them to play like they're that little girl when they were 8 years old. You know, I never imagined, you know, when I played my first game for Dairy Queen, I learned very quickly when you won, you got to get a free cone, you know, from Dairy Queen. I never imagined that you fast forward, you know, 30-some years later, and I got to coach, you know, one of the highest levels in the pro league and be around some outstanding athletes. And so you always learn from everybody. And I know they say coaches, you know, impact more people in a year than some people do in a lifetime. You know, I look at it the other way around. These young women teach me things on a daily basis, so I'm so grateful. I've coached over 100 athletes at Marshall University, coached two summers in the pro league with some of the best athletes. I just ran into Kelly Middleton, who graduated from Georgia, played at Notre Dame as well. She's a doctor now. We happen to be at the same event speaking, and she talked about being a hitter for life, and that's kind of her mentality in the surgical room. And so it's so neat to see these young women blossom and go on and be doctors, moms, you know, you name it, they're doing whatever they want. And I think that's the greatest thing about this game.
We're speaking with Marshall softball head coach Sean DeStanton here. Let's talk about this year's team. It was funny, when I was looking at the roster, I saw the name Williamson. I'm like, whoa, and brought back memories of Andy Williamson and your 2013 championship tournament team. No relations, of course. I speak of Kaylee Williamson, one of your freshmen. But how do you feel about your pitching staff here in 2017?
Well, you know, obviously it's called fast pitch for a reason. It doesn't matter how good you are outside of the circle if you can't get it done there. And we got a workhorse very similar to Andy in the circle, and that's Jordan Dixon. She's broken most of Mondi's records, you know, the strikeout record, the wins record, but she, you know, we need her to pitch us to a championship now. And the great thing is with this team, you know, we don't talk about winning a championship. We talk about taking care of winning each day and winning each pitch and winning each moment. And at the end, the result's going to take care of itself. But, you know, Dixon's been a workhorse for us. She's a preseason all-conference pick. She's, you know, going to hit that 1,000K mark if she has the year that she should. She's up over 800Ks, so that's impressive. So she'll be our workhorse, and I really like our freshman. You know, there is no relation there to Andy, but she offers something a little bit different than Dixon in the circle, so we're excited about that. And then we have two local kids that are going to provide some role innings, you know, that will offset a little bit about, you know, our starters and KK and Dixon. So I feel like we've got a much more well-rounded staff than we've had in the past, and I really think that's going to help us. And then offensively, that's always been our strength. We run, put pressure on the defense, and so we should put up a lot of stolen base numbers, but I want to see our power numbers go up, and I think they will this year with some of the kids in the heart of the lineup that we have.
You mentioned Dixon. She had a great year last year. She was in the top 10 in the NCAAs in strikeouts, innings pitched, was a second-team All-Conference USA member. How much better can she be? That's the thing. And I've seen it from your pitchers in the past. They even get better just when you think, oh, well, that they've reached the ceiling. But what more can she do to improve on her game and to help you this year?
Yeah, we talked just even a couple of days ago in the cage. You know, she's thrown to Morgan Zirkle, and, you know, we had her staying away and just working on some things, and she missed a spat over the plate, and, you know, Zirkle didn't attack and jump all over it, and I was having a conversation with Dixon about when you miss, you got to miss in the direction you're throwing the pitch. You know, we can't miss over the plate. And so, I told them both that that's an opportunity there that, yeah, we're just kind of in the cage going live, and we're all joking about how, you know, we missed an opportunity to jump on a fatty. But, no, I need my pitcher to step out in that moment, and I've got to have her visualize hitting that pitch, and I want her to step back on and toe that rubber and tell Zirkle, give me a second, and then I want to see her nail that pitch. You know, on the outside corner, instead of just kind of going on to the next pitch. And because I think that's going to be the difference for us is when she misses, we've got to miss in the direction that we're trying to throw the pitch. She does that, we're going to be in great shape because we see her K numbers are there. It's just don't give the other team the opportunity to crush the mistake. And like I said, if she does that, she'll take care of business and she will be that much better. And she will elevate, you know, what we're able to accomplish deep into
Mac. You mentioned offensively and what you bring to the table. Of course, Morgan is going to get a lot of the attention, but there's other players, too. They're just as dangerous. Talk about the other players there that will make the impact for your offense this year.
Yeah, you know, I'm pretty excited. Alicia D'Orazio is a kid a lot like Z as far as speed. She steals a lot of bases, puts a lot of pressure on the defense, more of a small ball kid. We added a junior college athlete transfer that has that same mentality. But then I really like our meat of the lineup with Shea Braxton. She took a year off from the game. She was back-to-back years as a two seasons in a row where she had 50-plus RBIs, 17 home runs. So I want her to chase Bolden's single-season record. And she has that ability with the power. Taylor McCord and Brianna Dice. Dice was a freshman last year, had 10 home runs. We expect her to increase those power numbers. And Taylor McCord, I believe, is one of the best catchers in the nation. She has an incredible arm, and she'll provide some power at the plate. So I'm excited that I think our power numbers go up. We steal about 150 bases a year. We're always 1-2, you know, top three in the nation. But I would like to see us get down closer to 100 stolen bases and then our power numbers to go up. Zirkle, if she can drop double-digit bombs, you know, she won't steal 50 bases then. I'd be okay with her stealing 30 if she can drop double-digit bombs. So that's where I'd like to see us kind of balance our power and speed this year, and we finally have the lineup to do that.
Talk about Conference USA. I remember when there was a departures with UCF and Tulsa. I was worried about how would Conference USA look, but they've been very strong. We had the run with Western Kentucky and Miranda Kramer. Of course, FAU winning last year with Kylie Hansen. How do you feel about Conference USA? You've been there a while. How do you feel about Conference USA 2017 edition?
The watch list just came out today. Obviously, Hanson from FAU. Joan Joyce has something special on Hanson. and then Zirkle from our program. And so, you know, it's a talented conference. And, you know, I will for it to be a multiple bid league this year. You know, obviously the preseason favorite was FAU. They're the team to beat. Their pitching staff, you know, Hanson proved with having the best ERA in the country last year that she was deserving of that. And, you know, but I like our roster. I like our team. I feel we're just as strong as we've ever been. I feel we're more well-rounded. And, you know, I think we should be able to make a run for things. And, you know, I'm excited about how the schedule is mapped out for us. But, you know, I think Conference USA will be a battle. It's always exciting. You know, every weekend you're traveling quite a bit. But what I love about it is we're going to a lot warmer weather than we have and playing in nice parks. And so I'm just excited to get on the field and let this team go at it. You know, I'm excited about having a player-driven team on the field. We don't have to be coach-driven. We got a lot of talent. We got a lot of leadership. It's a great group.
And you mentioned your schedule. You open up in the state of Florida for the first 2 weekends. You go to Tallahassee, where Florida State's hosting. You get the Seminoles. You get Lipscomb, among others, Furman. And then you're going up to Orlando, up at the Orange Blossom Invitational there. And then after that, you go to Chapel Hill. You still go to Georgia. So you start on the road. But I would imagine that brings a lot of bonding within the team and get you ready for conference.
It does. I wish we could stay in Florida. When we play back-to-back, we'll come home in between and get some training in. But yeah, you know, it's great. Florida State, Lonnie's, you know, done so much with that program down there. And, you know, I think that's a team, you know, that's primed to make a run at the College World Series. And so that's great to open up that weekend. And, you know, Furman and Lipscomb will be great matchups as well. And then, like you said, we go back down to Orlando. My former pitching coach is down at Carolina, Chelsea Barclay. So it'll be nice to be down there and see her. You know, we've got a great preseason schedule. You know, I think people don't appreciate sometimes what softball and baseball teams do. We play about 40 of our 56 games on the road. And I think that's tough, but it's great for student athletes because we're battle-tested. We'll be warriors. You learn how to win on the road. And then it's always nice when you finally do get to come home and play in front of our fans. We've got a great fan base with our Little Sisters program and a lot of great people in the community. So, you know, it's an awesome time of year. And, you know, like I said, it's, you know, our key this year is going to be staying healthy. We got a smaller ball club, which is great. We're going to spend a lot of individual time with them. But I'm just ready to roll and hand them the game ball and let them do the work.
A couple things before I let you go. Let's talk about your staff. You mentioned Chelsea Barclay was on your staff. She went on to North Carolina. You brought in Shonda Bell to handle your pitchers, former Kentucky player. Just talk about her impact on the program and your staff as a whole.
You know, I tell you what, you win with people. I think it's Pat Summitt that said that, and that is so true. That's our greatest asset, and I've been so blessed through the years. I've had so many outstanding coaches, and, you know, people always wonder, you know, what do you need when you hire coaches? And you know what? They'll figure it out. You need coaches that are going to work hard, and when they get to know you, they're going to figure out what they need to be for your program. And what I love is my coaches take such ownership, and, you know, Chanda had an incredible career at UK, really put them on the map, and obviously learned from one of the best in the business and Rachel Lawson. And so to have that trust in Chanda to just take her pitchers and run with it, the most important part of the game, is so refreshing. I definitely believe she's one of the young stars in our game. And then I've got Kendall Fern as well, who we named as associate head coach this year, and you know, can't be any more pleased with what she brings to the table and just how invested she is. I really believe we've got two of the best coaches around, and they are so they bleed green. You know, for athletes that didn't play at our program, she played at UNLV under Lonnie. So again, she learned from, you know, one of the best in the business as well. And I think that's what makes them so great. But what I'm pleased about is, you know, I think Sue Enquist talks about what's your currency. You know, let's be honest, not everybody's playing to win a national championship. We all train that way. You know, we're all training to win that. But you have to have another currency. And our currency is all about building strong, confident women. And our young ladies get to see every single day a Kendall Fern and a Chanda Bell and how they handle themselves. Sometimes they're out on the field. You know, Chanda throws to our athletes. Kendall's out there playing every position. And I just get to sit on a bucket and manage. So it's kind of neat to see two of those athletes that are great competitors. And they do so much for our program. And, you know, we wouldn't be where we are today if it wasn't for the people that have come through before them as coaches and have come after them, just as the same. You know, Morgan Zirkle wouldn't be where she is if it wasn't for the players prior. You know, our whole theme is I am because we are. And I couldn't be any more pleased with what I see within our program and what was built at Marshall.
a lot of discussions in the NCAA about speeding up the game, and they, of course, they make some tweaks to the postseason and the regionals. If I put you in charge of softball, if I put you in charge of the czar of softball, you could do anything you want with the sport right now, either make changes or add something or subtract something. What would you do?
I'm for changing the pace. You know, that's great, but I think it's stuff we do anyhow. It's not going to be a huge adjustment for us. You know, we don't huddle after an out. You know, we throw the ball around to keep our arms loose. We hustle on and off of the field, so I don't think that's going to be an issue. Timeouts may be something I'll have to keep track of, but again, I think that's an easy adjustment. If I was going to change anything, I would stay with an 11-inch ball. I would play with a smaller ball. I think if you look at young kids these days, and our throwing mechanics as female student athletes aren't that great. But you look at a baseball kid, he's playing with such a small ball. He picks that ball up and can zing it. We pick up a ball at a young age that is too big for our hands, and no wonder we hold it incorrectly. And we have poor mechanics with it. And so if I was going to adjust something, if I could do anything and say we're going to change it, I'd play with an 11-inch ball. Man, I think you'd see some exciting stuff from the mound. I think you'd see some hoses from those catchers behind the plate. And think of a baseball, how it jumps off the bat. You know, I think you'd see a lot of offensive production, too. So, I think the pace of the game is good. I think we all need to be conscious of that with TV. And as long as we're not jeopardizing the integrity of the game, but I would love to see a smaller ball.
All right, thanks, Coach. That's Sean the Stanton, head coach of the Marshall Thundering Herd. They get going February 10th from Tallahassee, part of the tournament we've talked about. Of course, for more information, check out herdzone.com. And, Vic, you took some notes. Kind of your thoughts there as Marshall gets set for the 2017 season.
It's a team that I feel has a chance to contend in Conference USA. They just need a couple of things to go their way. Florida Atlantic's been the heavy preseason favorite, and rightfully so. Top 25 last year, making it to the regionals in Gainesville before running into UCF and been getting eliminated. But Marshall's one of those teams that the last few years we've been talking about them being one of the last four in, one of the first four out. They have the credentials to be a team that can make it into the NCAA tournament. They just need to have a few things go their way. But I think they got the talent, and there's no question that Coach Stanton will have that team ready to go this year.
No question, and you can sense the confidence in her voice. She likes this team. She likes this roster. Obviously, Phil's has enough pitching with the offense to go with. It's going to be good, of course, with Morgan. Tremendous talent, but it's not just her. And, they got a great pitcher themselves. So, should be an interesting year in Conference USA. Of course, for more on Marshall softball, check out herdzone.com, including information on their broadcasts. Vic, Marshall's done a tremendous job. And I want to mention this real quick before we sign off.
Yes.
I've always admired Marshall and their broadcasting abilities. They broadcast the games on WMUL up there, FM station up there. The students broadcast a lot of their games. So I want to give a shout out to them. They get a chance to broadcast games over the years there. And then on for road games, Scott Hall.
Not that, not that Scott Hall wrestling fans.
No Razor's Edge. Not the one that's in the WWE Hall of Fame. No. But I want to give him a shout-out. He does a great job there. I've known him for a long time. He's had, a lot of different positions there within Marshall, from director of ops, you name it. He's done it for that program. And he gets to call the games on the road. He's done that since I've known him, and I've known him for, 5 years. And I think, in fact, I remember in 2013, the Conference USA tournament was in Tulsa, and that was UCF's last tournament. And Scott was there, and Tulsa is a tricky place to set up. For those that have not been to Tulsa, I'll just leave it at that. And I remember he does a tremendous job for that program. He's a big part of that program, and he just recently had surgery, and hope that he's doing very well. He's back up on his feet. He's ready to go for the softball season, but he does a lot of their broadcasts and does a great job. And we're hopeful to get Scott on our program in a future date during the season down the road there, maybe during one of the Florida trips where Marshall, as we opened, and as we mentioned there in the interview, Vic, opened the season in Tallahassee, and then they come down to Orlando to play in the tournament. So,
yeah.
But again, I want to acknowledge Scott and all his great work with Marshall, and, of course, he helped set up this interview as well now as the SID with Marshall softball. So I just wanted to acknowledge one of our colleagues, because that's one of the other things we do there, Vic, is acknowledge the softball broadcasters when we can across the country, because they don't get maybe the notice for a variety of reasons.
No, and we're going to try and get more of those softball voices here on In the Circle. Of course, our good friend Adam Schick, the voice of Gators softball, we'll try and have him on. And also a voice that we got to talk to for the first time last year as he was going to Oklahoma City, Britt Bowen from the Auburn Tigers. We're going to try and have
among
him
others,
on the show
yep.
as well. Yes, among others.
Among others, as we try to cover it from all different angles here in the Circle. Vic, tell the audience one more time where they can find us.
Once again, follow us on Twitter and Facebook at In the Circle SB. Subscribe and follow our podcast on Podomatic and iTunes. Follow our blog, inthecircleblog.wordpress.com. And, of course, if you want to go any longer than a 140-character route, send us an email, inthecirclesb@gmail.com.
All right, thanks again to Coach Stanton for joining us. For Victor Anderson, I'm Eric Lopez, and keep it here as we're ready to go for the 2017 softball season right here on In the Circle.